So if we say that the Mahajanas alone understand Dharma, isn't that elitist, that knowledge is reserved with some people only? Actually, rather elitist, we can say it is specialist. Just like any field of knowledge, if I have a disease, I have to go to a doctor. And if I have certain symptoms, you know, I cannot understand what those symptoms mean. So a doctor is a specialist, doctor can understand. And if I have some heart problem, I may have to go to a cardiac specialist. And you know, if you go deep into fields of knowledge, there are super specialities also. So if there are, I was on a flight from America, so I was met one person, but he is a prenatal cardiac specialist. That means he performs surgery on the heart for babies who are not yet born. So we can have that level of specialization also. So the point is that broadly principles of medicine everyone can understand. But even in medicine, if you go into deeper and deeper, subtler things at that in that aspect, then specialization is required. So when that speciality becomes an elitist mentality, when that knowledge is deliberately withheld, or it is not shared, and people are deprived of that knowledge. So say, if doctors have some skills or some knowledge, and they charge exorbitantly, they have to charge something, but if they charge exorbitantly, then that becomes, that puts off people. But, so in any field of knowledge we go, there is the specialists who know the subtleties are going to be few. So somehow, this idea that even religious knowledge or spiritual knowledge is also as a deep, sophisticated body of knowledge. That idea, many people don't understand because people think that, as people begin with the idea of relativism, you have your view, I have my view. Well, you know, if I have a disease, you cannot say that I have my view and you have your view. There is some disease which is there and some disease that has to be treated. So this idea, as much as we function in this world, you know, we always base it on some objective knowledge. If my computer is not working, you know, if one person says, maybe your hard disk is spoiled, somebody else says, no, your motherboard is spoiled. Somebody else says, your CPU is spoiled. No, I need one diagnosis on which I can act. And that requires maybe if 2-3 different people are given different diagnoses, then you have to go to a bigger expert to resolve it. So like that, there is the chain where more and more specialist knowledge, that you have to go to greater and greater experts. Dharma, Yudhishthira is considered Dharmaraj. So he has a lot of knowledge of Dharma. But even he is consulting Bhishma, he is hearing from Bhishma. So everybody has knowledge, but different people have different levels of knowledge. And it is not elitist because they all are ready to share that knowledge to those who approach and seek. Any other questions?